in times around the holidays, because we typically make it about something else, amen. But this is really about Jesus and what he's done for us and how he's finished. Every sin that we've ever done was placed upon him, amen. And so we got something to rejoice about this morning. We got something to rejoice about this morning. We got something to rejoice about this morning. Because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. If you want to get out of depression, stop thinking about yourself and get your mind on J-E-S-U-S. Because he is the best. He is your lover. He is your friend. He is the bar that holds you in your heart. You don't have to go on this roller coaster ride. You know, this morning I woke up, had my nice little shirt from the cleaner, ready to come to church and spill coffee all over my shirt. Then I had to go back. But you know what? I was just tripping off of, I did not even get angry at one moment. Because I got my mind on Jesus. He is the eliminator of the stains of your shirt, of your heart, of your...
Come on, man.
He is the one that will get you out of your funk. He is the one, y'all, of why we are here today. Because we're worshiping the one that has saved us from our sins. And that's what we're going to talk about today, amen. About peace on earth. Who brought that peace? Jesus. And only him. And Luke 2:10, it says this. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to what? To some, this church people. No, to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel of multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, to the highest, to the highest. Why? Because now you have somebody that's going to exchange his sin for yours. He said, I'm going to give you my glory. Now you ain't got nothing to be sorry for no more. And I'm going to remove every stain that's from your heart. Amen. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards me. You don't never have to pray, Lord, what is the will of God anymore? Because in his will, he says, I come to bring you peace. Peace in your finances. Peace in your emotion. Peace in your body. Peace in your mind. Peace in your heart. Peace. Where you don't have to say, I wonder how my day going to turn out. Then I can have peace. He says, no, because I died for you. You get to live in this peace. See, We ain't going to talk about baby Jesus today. Come on. But we're going to talk about the Jesus who removed away the sorrow of your heart. Okay. We're going to talk about Jesus who healed my physical body of tuberculosis. Whoa. We're going to talk about this Jesus who healed me from depression and fear and anxiety. We're going to talk about this Jesus that loved me even when I didn't love myself. We're going to talk about this Jesus that healed my marriage when I was acting crazy because I didn't get my way. Flipping over tables, getting tantrums, and I go back and I say, who was that? Who was that person? That was me. I said, I can't even imagine myself doing something like that now. I can't even imagine myself getting so upset because I didn't get my way. When Jesus is in your life, you move over. And you allow him to be King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Come on. I said that, but I said, Lord, I can't even imagine myself acting crazy. He said, that's why. Because you can't imagine yourself. Because when you hear the teaching of righteousness, that's who you are now. The Bible says this, man. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you keep hearing that God has moved your sin, then guess what? You ain't got to worry about sin no more. Stop trying to get rid of sin and start imputing what Jesus has done for you, and you ain't got to try and struggle and fight hard. You are the righteousness. He has exchanged. I know we read this scripture over and over again, but it's worth repeating. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according according to the flesh, yet now we know him no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
Come on, man.
Old things have passed away. Behold, I've made all things new. So you never have to refer to yourself by, oh, I'm getting sinned, saved by Christ. No, you ain't. You was a sinner, saved by grace. You're in it now. Don't refer to yourself as a sinner anymore. He knocked over the scale. This used to be your measure to everything to see if you amount to it. Jesus says, I come to remove it. Then I remove the table as well. I knock both of my torn veil down so I can get directly to your heart. Directly contact. Now, you and I are one. So when I look at you, I don't see you anymore. I see Christ.
Right.
Who do you see when you look in the mirror? Do you see Christ or do you see something else? This was so much a big change. He told Saul, I want you to change your name to Paul. Because I don't even want you to reflect off of what you used to be, because you ain't that no more. Can you imagine a person that used to kill people now preaching the gospel? Who you think you are? I'm what God says I am.
Come on.
I thank God I got a wife that don't remind me of me putting things up. Amen. I thank God that I'm not reminded every day of my sins. That I get to have a new start. That I get to have a new life. That I get to have a... Y'all don't hear me today. This gives you life, man. You get to get off that roller coaster ride, man. And you get to live every day like you're righteous. If I tell you this that you have never seen, because this is how God sees you, it takes a while to digest it. It takes a while because now you have to say, well, what about Saul? No. He calls you Paul. He calls Paul. He didn't say, no, you used to be Saul no more. Now you are Paul. Walk in Paul and not walk in Paul and Saul. Saul was a destructive nature. Paul, he says, I don't even want you to be named Saul anymore, because when people called you that name, it even reflected that old memory. That means that he don't even want to have memories of you. Looking despicable. He only wanted you to have the memory.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he says he threw your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hebrews 8:12 says, for I will be merciful to the unrighteous, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. The reason why he had to make a change, because he don't want you to even remember it anymore. Think about that. He's not recalling and recalling. You see, when I was preached one time. I heard many minutes. God gonna put your stuff on a big old projector and show you, and put the reel on and show you all the mistakes you made. That's not what Hebrews said.
Come on.
Hebrews says this: I will remember them no more. Come on, man. He just didn't throw away your measuring tool. He threw away the table when he ripped the veil. He says, everything now relies on me. On my shoulders I will build this government. Not on your shoulders. You are a son and a daughter of God. Do you have an understanding of what that means? That means you don't even have a worry in the world, because your daddy got your back. And every moment, every situation, you never have to worry. Amen? Now, Paul said this too. He says, the things I want to do, I see myself not doing. And the things I want, I have this war in me. But he said, but thank God for Jesus. Do you know why he said that? Because the things he want to do, sometimes he finds himself doing. But guess what he said? Thank you, Jesus, because he died for it. So it's not accumulating in your goody two-shoes. It's not accumulating. It's not saying, you know what, I'm stacking them up on you. He says, it's done. I never have to refer to myself as the old man. I always refer to myself as Christ in me, the hope of glory. But you know what? Sometimes we kind of get off on that, and we start referring ourselves to what we think we are in our nature. Amen. And what that does is it takes away the balance of what God wants to do. Grace is always here. But the one of the reasons why I see that we're not receiving peace is because then we start estimating in our own mind what peace is. We start bringing our own definition to it. And we start running away from His definition of what peace is. And when He drops jewels on us, we can't keep it because we rationalize ourselves out of it by this brain right here. Because if you see yourself as righteous, you will be able to have every good thing that God has given you. Come on, man, Junior. Can you bring me those marbles, bro? God showed me this yesterday. And I said, man, this is good stuff, God. And He showed me this. He says, I want to bless you every good thing. And what I do is I take my jewels and I give it to you.
I'm giving you my glory. I'm giving you everything what God has done for us. He says, well, what can happen is this. When we see ourselves as something else, and we don't see ourselves by the righteousness of God, Jesus can say this. You're beautiful. But guess what? It don't stay there. Because we don't even play and field with Jesus. We think we're separate from Him. So God can say, you're beautiful. But guess what? That's not what Cosmo said. That's not what the magazine said. And then it rolls right off. God says, you are blessed. You're the righteousness of God. But we say no, because I don't see my bills, and it rolls right off. God speaks to us so much. He says, I want you to love yourself, but I can't because I made mistakes. Because if you don't believe that you're even with Him, it can't stay. You are even with Christ.
That's good.
And when you're even with Christ, God can say something to you, and you can say, okay, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And you just receive it right there. Reached reached out to her. I know now an experience to call police if I get in an accident, so I'm not trying to tell you how to do all this things. But I remember going down Lewis and Clark, making a right, and she was going the opposite. She was making a left, I was making a right. And she hit me from the back, boom! I said, oh Lord Jesus, somebody hit this about 6 years ago. I get out the car, she get out the car, she frantic. I'm like, it's all good, you know, I'm cool breeze. So, I see a big dent in her car, and I ain't got no dent in my car. And, you know, me and my dad, we know this guy named Walter, he fixes over everything. And I told her, I know this guy, he can help you out of the situation. And I can, you know, write my number, you can bring your uncles over, because I wanted to have her car fixed. I said, I will pay you. You know I got that person in my car.
What you doing?
I seen the heart of compassion is in there. So I said, so don't worry about calling the police, you're gonna panic. I get a call in the morning. I said, yeah, you gonna meet me up? Yeah, I talked to some people and this is gonna be about $1,700 and I need you to pay for it right now. So, okay. Well, let me have my insurance pay for it. Let's go back up to the scene of the accident. I know we got like 12 hours for you to report. Go back up, call the police. Police kind of mad because why y'all make this long? I said, well, you gotta write the report anyway because I know we have a certain amount of time. So he wrote the report and she was like, yeah, and this is what happened, and then this is what happened, and he was like, the police officer, you know you went in the wrong, right? What? And then her sister got in the car, her sister had warrants. Oh, she got locked up arguing with the cops. He said, Jesus, this is a mess. And then her insurance was expired.
Oh.
So she got a ticket. And I'm thinking like, Lord, I was about to give you something precious and wonderful because you got insight for somebody else. He eliminated it.
Wow.
I said, Lord, we don't even deserve what you got, but it comes by the grace and mercy. Don't reject grace and mercy. It's here every time. But because we want to receive by our merit. No, bro, this ain't about you. It's about Jesus. He's the one at the table. He's the one that's making your life right. I said, Lord, oh man, my marriage doing good right now. I'm glad he's changed her life. He said, excuse me. He said, no. That was me, bro. That was Jesus. Because you focus on him, that's who you saw yourself as. In that transformation happened. You know, God is not trying to save the devil. And the Bible says the devil is defeated.
Hey.
I don't want to hear no more people saying, the devil put me through trouble.
No!
My mom told me.
Oh. And they reason among themselves, saying, "It is because we have. Is it because we have taken no bread?" But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "O ye of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves?" God is trying to save you from yourself. Because you have brought no bread. It ain't about your bread. It's about his bread.
Oh, come on.
Do you not yet understand or remember the five loaves of the 5,000? Do you remember when he saved you from that accident and you ran into that brick wall and your life was on the line and you woke up and you were still alive? Do you remember when you had tuberculosis going down your system and I detected it in you and I got it out your system? Do you remember when you was in depression? Do you remember when you got robbed at Domino's? Do you remember me? I'm the one that got you out that situation. Even when you wasn't operating my principles, I was still good to you. Hallelujah. How is it you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning the bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but the doctrine. See, now he's trying to save you from wrong doctrine. Doctrine that says it's about what you have done. It's about what Jesus has done. That you receive every good thing that God has in store for you. But like I said, when you take just a little bit of leaven,
you put it under there,
all the blessings roll off because you don't believe that you're the righteousness of God. You take just a little bit of leaven, and it leavens the whole lump. Because guess what? God says you don't even plan fields with me. And anytime you try to estimate yourself to something else, you talk yourself out of the blessings. And God says, I want you to have it. I want you to have my best. I want you to have my son that died for you. Hallelujah. He is so awesome, y'all. He is so good.
Word.
I've been holding this in for a long time, man. Because he wants you to meditate on this, y'all. Don't just leave today and then say, oh, man, this is a good word. You know, Irvin said it best last week. Take these messages and meditate on them day and night. Then you shall, you see what I'm saying? Then you shall see success. Then you shall see blessings all over. Why? Because you're not meditating to try to be good. You're meditating to change your identity. Your identity changed, then guess what? Then change happens. But when you're trying to change the circumstances, not trying to change your heart, then you're fighting the wrong fight. And then you try, and if you try, you're lying. But if you understand that this is who you are, this is my nature, this is what's supposed to happen, then it's not a fight no more, it's a rest. The only fight is not the fight of not believing in a wrong doctrine. That's why it's so important to what you put your ears to. It's so important to what you're meditating in your heart, because God is always speaking. But you can talk to yourself right out of a blessing. Joshua 1:8 says, I'm going to end with this, y'all. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate in it, what? Day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. But you know what? Everything in the Old Testament, you got to take it through the New Testament. What did Jesus say? I put this above the law. What? Love. This is the command. Because now, it's not hard. When I walk in love, oh, don't steal from Brother Anthony. No, I don't want to steal from him because I love him. Why would I want to do that? Don't, you know, the command said, do not commit adultery. No, because I would hurt my, I wouldn't want to hurt this person. She is precious to me. We don't follow the law now to try to see if we're right. We are the righteousness following the law. We are not made. I can pick up 15 scriptures that say we are not made righteous by the law. But when our heart has been touched by God and we love and with Jesus Christ, what happens is we don't want to do these things because love don't do that. Love wouldn't hurt this brother. Love wouldn't hurt this sister. And guess what? Love. receive this.
Come on, man.
Receive it and say, thank you, Jesus, for this blessing that you gave me. And I'll receive it all.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woo! Hey, this move way better than a Ric Flair move. It's a Holy Ghost move. Because I'm so filled, y'all. Like I said, I spilled coffee on my new shirt this morning, but driving, swerving. But you know what? That woo was still there. It's a difference between happiness and joy.
Ooh,
I always got joy.
Talk about it.
I always got that even playing field. I can go back to and say, Daddy, you love me. Daddy, thank you for healing me. Daddy, thank you for loving me when I didn't love you. Thank you for getting me out of depression. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because they can stay now. And I don't have to chase the balls that's rolling off. Because me and God are one. And if you don't see yourself like that, man, then why you celebrate Christmas for? Christmas is about Christ and how he has imparted his destiny to you. He's a better father than you'll be a better son. Abraham was about to give up his son. He said, oh, stop it. I'm going to give up my son to be killed for you. Abraham was about to, and he said, guess what, Abraham? You didn't deserve this, but I'm going to give you the best. You know what Abraham deserved? He deserved death. He deserved to be killed. Why? Because he lied, said Abraham, say his wife was his sister. Nobody in the Bible deserves the best of God. But guess what happened? They stepped out on faith and said, it's mine anyway. And my circumstances would not allow me to not be even playing field with what Christ says I am. Woo! I had somebody just this week. I would come to y'all church last, but I'm great. When I get some church clothes, you know, I still got my club clothes. No. Just come. Because guess what? You ain't gonna never be right by your own standards. How many people get eliminated and the balls just roll off the table? You have to receive it before you seek. Because he says, blessed are those who don't seek and believe. Why? It's a hard thing, y'all. It's a heart. God loves you with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind. If I had 1,000 tongues, I still couldn't be able to explain to you. But it's one thing that we can do. We can just say, we receive you, Jesus. Everybody just say, I receive you, Jesus. And everything that you've done for me. Thank you for saving me from the accidents. Thank you for not putting my sins on shame. If you put them on Jesus, and I will never have to feel shame no more. You throw my sins into the sea of forgiveness, and I won't go scuba dive. Thank you, Lord, for I am a new man, a woman. Thank you, Jesus. Do you feel that this morning? Amen. It releases in your mind. And you allow it to come into your soul. Because guess what? He's not reminding you. You may be reminding you. But he's not. He's saying that I got heaven's best for you right here, right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Going to communion? Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace on earth and goodwill towards all men.
Good morning. Again. Come in, baby. Here's the offering.
Yeah.
Not that man back there.